This is an MUT Radio podcast.
15 minutes before the top of the hour, which is 12 o'clock right here on MUT Radio. And we did promise you, Guti, for an interview. Yenage Uzanda Zaguza telling us more about her career in music and also the upcoming music that we must expect in the nearby future. Sis Zanda, how are you?
Hello, how are you?
I'm very good. How are you doing?
Ngiyaphila ninjani?
Awu siyaphila nathi in this very hot weather in Durban.
It's definitely hot in Durban today.
Stingy beach nje. Yes, but let's get into it. So please tell us more about Uzanda Zaguza. You're from Durban. How was it like growing up and how did you get into music?
Okay, so I was born in Mlazi, Prince Mshweni Hospital, not far from MUT actually. Grew up in Durban, Natalia Mlazi Gachi. And yeah, my music career started way after high school. Mm. I think I was 23 when I dropped my first hit, Umvulo. And then from there, I got to work with prominent producers in the industry who basically propelled my career forward. Mm. And yeah, man. I've been fortunate enough to work with greats and travel the world. Yeah, man, got to just wheel again with a new hit after a break that I took. Yeah.
Yes. Speaking about that break, because Suze Waibala, was it intentional or there were some like problems?
Apart from the legal issues that we were facing, obviously with my former label dismantling, I felt maybe that if I didn't take a break, my body was going to take one for me. Mm. We're talking 8 years straight of just releasing and touring. So after a lockdown, I felt that maybe I deserved a break. So I took it. Also, it was great for my mental health to just reset. And then once the legal issues were resolved, Gabriela got to the game.
Yes. Are you independent now?
Yes, fully independent.
Wow.
I have signed myself to my new label called Dragon Star Records.
That is amazing, man. And speaking of the song, Umvulo was a very huge hit. I think it was by DJ Dix, if I'm not mistaken. Did you expect it to be that big?
Not really, because Ingoma Sai released, and then it was quiet for quite some time. And then towards the festive season of that year, Yakala Yapikapa. And it was really surprising for us because we had ruled it out. So it was, okay, we tried our best, it didn't work. But yeah, God had other plans, and I'm so glad that we were on the right time, the right time was there.
You're amazing, man. So you also did like huge singles. I'm talking about Skeleton Move, Club Controller. How was it like working with both of those artists?
It was just like working with any other artist, you know. Sometimes when you step into the studio, you don't get the celebrity. You just get, you know, the artistic person. So that's also nice. And we get to experience a different version of these people when you see them in their elements. They produce a backing them from scratch and, you know, giving the input towards the song. So it was really nice. It was very informative where there was something to learn. And yeah, man, it was smooth sailing. I can't complain.
So would you say, like, coming from a label and now you are independent, are there some things that you have learned during that time that you now take as an independent artist to know what's okay, I need to do things like this?
Well, first and foremost, everything needs money. Everything is expensive and everything needs money. And in order for it to work, because now you went from having like a team of 15 plus people doing things for you to just maybe a team of three, and you guys are sharing and sharing. But I don't want to lie, the piece is unmatched. We are looking transparent, and you know, you are hands on. I'm going to say micromanager because that's a bad word, but like, from scratch to the end. Yeah, man, but I don't want to lie, it definitely needs a lot of determination and a lot of hard work. It's much harder than being fine,
Yes, amazing, man. So now you are back and you are releasing a new song called Ndinga. What inspired it? And why now? Why did you decide to come back? Like, you felt like now it is the time.
Okay, so when I'm in a happy space, that's when I can create music. So now I feel like I'm fully healed. I'm fully, you know, engaged with myself again. So Kotang is a kuluma about my past experiences while I was waiting and I couldn't release music because of the legal battles.
Yes.
And. So what I'm doing now is basically I'm reflecting back to a time when things weren't as easy as they are now or happy as they are now. The song is called Undinga. It's short for Undinga Sebe Niga Serate.
Yes.
So it's called Undinga. Short for Undinga Sebe. It basically just reflects on all those times where obviously I had no label anymore and I was trying to start my own thing and I would ask for help and people would just look at me. It's like, ah, no, you should go back. I'm like, how much is that?
Yes.
So, but by God's grace, obviously, we fought and Tapuma, and now we're just reflecting. We're just talking about the video that happened. So, Undiga is basically that. You know, so that song is based on that and those feelings at that time. Yeah, it's a very important song for me because it was a turning point. It's okay, no. You've been a seed that was buried, got that you weren't blooming. So all I needed to do was just find myself the right soil, soil that is chosen by me in order for me to bloom. So ukala go bloom akwam. That's my song, Undinga, basically.
It is amazing. So is there anything that you are working on, like besides pushing the single, any album, EP on the way, maybe in the nearby future?
Yes, definitely, definitely. I'm working on an EP. All these projects and release in singular form are going to be part of the EP eventually. And the EP is called Tears and Tequila.
I think I get it somehow.
Yes. So I feature Rayvanny, the superstar from Tanzania. There's Makati on there, Kulu Skills, Ray Charlie. I feature the likes of Babeta Khasha Zeni from Limpopo. As well as a lot of other people that people don't even expect me to be working with, but was a vanilla by Lindy was a vibe one.
Hey, amazing.
It's definitely a beautiful and, you know, variety filled project.
Amazing. So you're talking about your EP. So can we expect like the same sound when we look back at your debut album? Can we expect like the same sound on this EP?
So if people remember correctly, I started singing house music, Umvulo and J House.
Yes.
You know, Mvulo, Club Controller, Yonkinto, all those songs. Those are house music songs. So with this, I'm basically, now that I have the freedom to, I'm going back to house music, which is something that I love and which is something that people know me for. So majority of the songs are house music, yes. But ngoba, I've had experiences in most genres. Angwazukwashiya. So I've got a Likombo song that I'm doing with Babeta Khashaz and Namakazi. So that's the song that's in the Bopo. You've got Afrobeat that I'm doing with Tanzanian superstar Ure Vani. There's hip-hop in there at some point. Like, it's a variety of beautiful music showcasing basically what I can do, you know. And luckily, industry is cool. Like, man, you want to sing and then a gospel artist to maskand. You know? We're very grateful that industry is in that sense. So we have to take, you know, advantage of those opportunities, and that's exactly what I'm doing in the EP called Tears and Tequila.
Yeah, it's Tears and Tequila. I definitely want to hear that one. Maybe I will cry and I'll be happy at the same time.
You're on the right path. You're definitely getting it. Yes.
So you. Undinga, Undinga Sebeni, short for that, has some three-step elements. So was it influenced by the sound that is now popular? Because now three-step is very popular.
Yes, of course, because obviously the Enyinto Zamuklamama chart, so you have to be relevant and relate to the sound that is big right now. So it does have three-step elements. Kenang Sebeni with Urban Sounds is a producer from Johannesburg, as well as John Dilinga. I used to be signed to my former label with John Dillinger, so I know him from there. He's a very beautiful vocalist. That he wears an elemental vocal like in the song. But yeah, to incorporate me coming back to house, I wanted to come back using a sound that is trending right now, and that is three-step. So, like, it's okay, no, change the drum. It wasn't always three-step, and then we incorporated the three-step element. And funny enough, it worked, and I went by Toko Zelo, so that's good.
Amazing, man. I'm also looking forward to hear it. We're just going to play it right after this interview. So you said you are working. So any like huge artists that you are working with currently, maybe not on your EP, or maybe you hope to work with?
Artists that I'm working with now that are not on my EP?
Yes. Or that you hope to work with?
Oh, okay. So currently I'm doing a song with DJ Clark. We're working on a song with DJ Clark. There's also a DJ called Lita. He also features in my video, actually. My music video is coming out on the same day as my song. So he features on the video as well as he's branching out as a DJ, so I'm working with him on that as well. I would love to work with Black Coffee one day on, like, a pop song, though, not house. Imagine.
Pop song.
Just like a pop song, like a random pop song. That would be awesome.
You are really pushing this versatility thing.
Oh, definitely. Versatility is the one, because you don't know where the money is.
Yes, you have
and
to
that's the real. That's the real talk. But also just to explore, you know, you are confined to basically barriers that you've created in your mind. Because if the industry is telling you, you are not free to do anything and everything, who are you to stop yourself? I don't know if that makes sense.
It makes sense, definitely.
Yeah, so I know I'd definitely like to work on a record with Black Coffee. I'd love to work on a record with Asake from Nigeria. I'd love to work on a record with Olamide. He's a producer also from Nigeria. In South Africa, a song with Mahu. A song. It's possible, yes.
And it's possible. Anything can happen.
A song with Mahu, a song with Naledi Apiwe. I think she's got the most gorgeous voice ever.
Yes, really hitting the airwaves at the moment.
Limiti Nala. Yalthandi Jilake. And maybe just to throw it back a little bit, something with Shui.
Also meant African music.
Yes, definitely. I'm a big fan of African music.
Yes.
I prioritize it more than I do any other sound. Yes.
Yes, and it's very important this month, since we are celebrating Africa Month. I think it's very important. Yes, so before I let you go, anything that you have learned from this whole journey that has helped you grow personally as Uzanda throughout your career?
I think it's understanding the concept of time, where even though you want things to happen immediately, and be very specific in your prayers also. Dreams delayed are not dreams denied. Because that's probably so understand the concept of time, understand the concept of God's timing, and you'll find the good people is not that bad unless you understand a little bit.
Amazing. Thank you very much for joining us. And your music is really touching. Like, it has a message. Like, one of my favorite songs is Ikai, a beautiful song. I love that song so much because
thank you so much.
Yeah, never forgetting where you come from.
Yes, most definitely.
Yes, so thank you very much. So how can people find you on social media, and also where can they find your music?
It's at Zanda Zaguza on all social media platforms. I am on YouTube now as well, at Zanda_Zaguza. That's where everyone is going to find and see my videos. And my Spotify and the music DSPs are also active with the song as of the 6th of June. So I want to bring an expert to my then.
Amazing. Zanda, thank you very much for joining us on MUT Radio.
Thank you so much for having me. Have a great one, guys.
Have a great one, too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Yes, that was Ozanda Zaguza joining us right here on the Hlanganani Midday Show, telling us more about her music and a new single, Undinga, short for Undinga Sebeni, a beautiful song that we are going to play.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.